I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now is Bob Nightingale, USA Today Sports MLB columnist and MLB Network insider as we approach this trade deadline. Bob, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing very well. How's this market shaping up right now? You feel like it's more of a buyer's market as we stand here today?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a ton of relievers in the market right now. And just a couple, just a couple of good starters. So I think we'll see a lot of volume here. I'm not sure about how many starter quality.
When you look at the NL Central, you know, other than the Reds, it's pretty tight there. And I don't think, at least I wasn't aware that the Brewers would be sitting atop of it as we sit here today, getting closer to the trade deadline. What has been the reason for their resurgence?
Well, you see, offense has been, spectacular. Defense has been the pitching's just been okay. It's starting to fade right now. So, they're going to get Anthony Swarzak from the Chicago White Sox. And it's still on the Sonny Gray sweepstakes along with the Yankees. I think for them to stay in this thing, realistically, they need a guy like Gray.
Well, you just mentioned Gray, and yeah, there's been a lot of talk surrounding him. How much is it going to take to get Sonny Gray? Is Sonny Gray still that dominant guy that he was a few years ago?
Well, injury prone. Now he's not throwing his curveball as much, so scouts wonder, hey, is this guy protecting his arm? Is something wrong? It won't cost as much as what the Cubs gave up with Quintana. Quintana, had another year of control through 2020. Much more steady pitcher. So you still got to give up two decent guys, but not as big a stud as you had to give up for Quintana.
Read your column in USA Today about two mid-market teams in each of the leagues, the Kansas City Royals and the Pittsburgh Pirates, who were thought to be sellers now turning into buyers because of how well they have played. Names like Gerrit Cole and Andrew McCutchen and Mike Moustakas that were supposed to be on the move now staying and maybe awaiting a new teammates as they make a run. What do you expect out of these two teams as we approach the deadline?
Well, the Royals have been very aggressive. I think they're going to go get her a starter, too. They still have a chance to win the Central. They're right there. Certainly it's a wild card team. And, Pittsburgh, same thing. They've played better baseball than any team in the division for about 2 months now. And, it's probably Cubs division to lose, but they're hanging right there. And if they don't get it, they still get the wild card possibility.
Speaking of Cubs, man, a lot of drama in that game yesterday. The White Sox and the Cubs, about four or five hit batsmen, and you had Chris Bryant being kicked out, ejected out of his first ball game. Hulk Harrelson up there going after the pitcher for John Lackey? He was going after the pitcher for the Cubs, so that got pretty heated. A lot of bad blood between these two.
Just a little bit. It was surprising because it's been kind of a dormant rivalry. No one's really made much of it. It's been kind of boring. And all of a sudden, now it's heated up. I mean, the White Sox, they hate the fact that Cubs win the World Series. They wanted to be the, they did in 05, and people forget they even did it. So I think a little resentful, all the attention the Cubs, got for doing that. So, not enough tension not to make a big trade with each other. So, I mean, the White Sox, if the Cubs do get back to the World Series, the White Sox are only going to have a hand in it.
G. Owen Jones with Bob Nightingale of USA Today and MLB Network. The Dodgers and the Astros have been cruising through most of the season. Do you expect a big move out of either of them to ensure their World Series odds or improve them just a little bit?
I would think they would both have to. Houston really like to have Sonny Gray. If not, just like the Dodgers, they'd like to have Yu Darvish. We'll see if he becomes available. I mean, the Rangers are kind of hanging tough, have a very soft schedule the rest of the way. Only play 12 games with teams over 500. Darvish and they're both ready. I think as good as these two teams are, they got to do something because it's not good enough just to win the division, get the playoffs. They need to go deep, just like last year when the Cubs had a 20-game lead when they went and got a Aroldis Chapman from the Yankees. That was a difference maker for the World Series.
every year everyone jumps on the Nationals bandwagon. They're there, atop the East again. You have faith in them winning, possibly winning a playoff series finally?
Yeah, they should. I mean, they need Strasburg to be healthy to go with Scherzer and of course, Joe Gonzalez. A very good team. Now they got their bullpen pieces. And this is the year they finally have to win a playoff series. We'll see. If you play the Dodgers or someone else plays these guys in the playoffs, you kind of like the Nationals' chances just because of that rotation being so strong.
Gio and Jones and Bob Nightingale on CBS Sports Radio. Yesterday we had Jim Bowden on, and we were talking about his rift with John Heyman back and forth about the Yankees inquiring about Giancarlo Stanton. I guess we decided we're going to be on Bowden's side on that one, that didn't happen. But how aggressive is Brian Cashman, and how willing is he to part with the top-tier prospects in his organization that he's accumulated recently to go out and really compete in 2017?
Well, I mean, Sonny Gray makes sense, and so does Quintana, just because you have the guy under control. I mean, he got Gray through 2019. They're going to need some pitching help. That being said, they're not going to just jump with the prospects to kind of go for this thing. They've been rebuilding this thing for a while and want to continue doing so. So I don't think they would just empty the cupboard for anybody. I don't care who it is. Gray makes sense. I'm not sure anybody else really makes sense for them right now.
Bob, I saw where Pablo Sandoval, he's signed with the Giants minor league contract. What's happened to him? Was it just becoming a fat cat, literally and figuratively, got the huge contract after the Giants win the title again, goes to the Red Sox and does nothing?
Well, yeah. I mean, he got very heavy there for a while. Then got himself in good shape during the offseason. He just wasn't, a good player. I mean, obviously, the Red Sox never thought he'd return, or else it would have eaten $50 million of that contract. For the Giants, hey, it makes sense. Might as well take a gamble on the guy. Beloved in San Francisco, and it's a free look. But, yeah, just when those guys hit a wall. And I can't really say the Red Sox overpaid, because the San Francisco Giants were offering the same thing, and the Padres offered even more than both those teams. So just one of those things where a guy hit a wall very quickly. We'll see if he can bounce back or not. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen in San Francisco.
Another guy who's a former Red Sox, Jacoby Ellsbury, he's been benched the last couple ball games. He's been a pinch runner. That's it. And he has a lot of money left on his deal. What route can the Yankees take to deal with this situation? Because they love these young outfielders. You just attested to that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the Yankees getting that kind of money, like the Red Sox do with Sandoval. Worst comes to worst, you make him your fourth outfielder. Kind of embarrassing to have a guy making that much money as your fourth outfielder. But I think that's what we come. He's still a very useful player. If they want to eat some of that money and trade him, they can. But I just don't see his trade value, being such where, they'll get anything back at this point.
All right, Bob, what's your gut feeling right now? Who do you like in both leagues as we stand before the deadline? I know many things can change, but as you've seen these teams mature, is it as easy as Dodgers, Astros, or you have a feeling somewhere else?
Before the season started, I had the Red Sox. I'll stick with them just because of that rotation, and they're kind of scuffling right now. But when you have Chris Sale and David Price and Rick Purcell at 1-2-3, Craig Kimbrel back in the bullpen, I like the team an awful lot. I think the National League is wide open. I think if the Cubs get Verlander, I'll go back with the Cubs. If the Dodgers beef up and get Darvish, I'll go Dodgers. Otherwise, I'll go Nationals. I just think now's our time. It's a very good team. Harper's having a standing year. They had a lot of things go right for him. So I'll go Nationals if Darvish isn't traded at Houston or LA.
Be one of the 168,000 Bob Nightingale followers at B Nightingale on Twitter. Check him out on USA Today and the MLB Network. Bob, always love talking to you. Thanks for the time this morning.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on
Pinio. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.